Blog Talk Radio.
Oh shit, here we go. The Dagger bitch, aka 4DB Whiskey. I just reached that point in my life, you know, I realized a lot of things. I realized a lot of things ain't gonna change, a lot of things ain't gonna be the same, no matter what I do, no matter how much I push forward, no matter how much haters try to come at me. Still gonna be the same. Still gonna be the same. I do it like this in 2013.
You people think you know me, but you only know what I allow. Niggas love my lyrics, and these bitches love my doggy style. Been here for a while, I've seen many things, many scenes. Seen some people shed tears, seen some die, heard the screams. No, it ain't, I wish it was. This hell on earth is really real, that's why I keep on doing. Popping pills and bottles, gotta stay up, I can't let me down. The weed grew on real trees, I burned the rainforest down. See how people play around, so why you think I'm laughing at them? Lucky I ain't blapping, since so many shots they... I ain't no stupid nigga, never wanna pull the trigger. There are those that take your life so they can make their pockets bigger. Set you up and use a flipper, never see me pay a stripper. Why you looking at her booty, niggas rush the door and get you. That's what you get, niggas thinking what you did. Puffing up these bitches' heads, thirsty niggas make me sick. I make these bitches eat a brick for talking shit all out they neck. Getting mad at me because the county playing with the check. Take a step, you standing still, but when you do, you stepping back. On your back, a booty clapping.
Every nigga hit that.
Letting trash and niggas falling victim to that pussy power. Got you paying by the hour, acting sweet but really sour. Look at you, you love a liar, going dummy for a bitch. Kissing on the same lips, she used to suck some other dick. Trust me though, I know the strife, not just once, happened twice. Bet it all, lost it all. Yeah, right, love is just another word and bitches tell you anything. Your actions brought reactions, now a bitch ain't getting anything.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be your own. You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, they can't see.
Alone, Eli with it, walking. My notebook is my Bible, and I'm blindly passing every test. I'm taking shots, I still progress. Success, I won't take nothing less. Done with all these feelings, cut the heart out of my own chest. Now I'm feeling better, and that's for whoever thought that they could tear me down. It brought me so much stormy weather. But I'm the Dagger bitch, and 4DB's a witted nigga. Mr. Big Ol' Booty Flipper, aka. The way it has to be, these people have the audacity to try to play me like that bullshit music they download for rap to me. But I'm mad to see that they like it sweet. Dagger's gonna let them storm. When they ask me to come back, I'll say, you had a chance, so step aside. Don't wanna have to run you over. My life is like a bullet train. The conductor is a weed smoker. Plus he ain't never sober. His hot string is positive. Schwarzenegger with it.
Come with me if you want to live.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, smoke more weed.
Because they blind and they can't see.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, they can't see. 4DB.
You're just like the other.
What lie?
You know what lie.
Oh, you mean the Fidel Castro JD birthday party lie? Look, everybody lies. I love it when people lie to me. It means they care enough to spare my feelings.
I heard you tell your friend I was crazy. Is that what you think? You think I'm crazy? Is why you wanted me to leave?
Do not lie to me.
Hello?
You got him, girl?
Yeah. I got him.
Now remember, none of this was your fault. This man took your weekend from you. 2 days you'll never get back. You gotta kill
him. Hint when you hear that tag, it's the kid with the pompous swag. It's 2 stars in that rag when I show that flag. It's Panama, baby. Big shout to my Wopi Queen, Queen V at Bang Out Radio. I see you, lady.
Yo, what's good, man? It's your boy, Trial Mackey. You're tuned in to the West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio with the Dagger and Queen V.
You're damn right, y'all. What's cracking? West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen, how you feeling? Queen? Wait, my bad. Damn, I'm too excited. I'm too excited. Of course, I got to bring Queen in if I want her to start talking. I apologize. Queen, how you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Man, I'm on. I mean, I don't know. I got the jitters about tonight. I'll tell everybody why in a second, but it's gonna be interesting to see how tonight goes. So we can get to the festivities, as always. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Start off with Boss Sadie Topez the Shakers again. Without her creating Bang Out Radio, of course, we wouldn't have anything popping over here. All right. So thank you for creating things and allowing us to keep things moving and keep things pushing. All right. Shout out to all independent artists. Keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending in your music. Got 5 shows now. All right. 5 of them. And 4 of them play music. All right. So make sure you send it in to dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, or you can send it to my co-host, Queen. Queen, let them know they can send it.
You can send it to queenvvee1991@gmail.com. Again, that is queenvvee1991@gmail.com.
There y'all go. So make sure y'all keep doing that and keep sending in your music, all right? We will find a place for it in rotation. And then, of course, last but not least, just anybody take some time out of their day to spread word about the show, to talk about the show, to support me, support my co-host, support the beauties that come through. Just if you support reality, all right, thank you. And just keep talking about the show, spread word about the show. Let people know that this is the number one spot for independent music. Let them know this is the number one spot for reality, you know what I mean, for realness at all times. And let them know this is a spot where, you know, if you want to kick back, relax, and have a couple of laughs without all the bullshit and extras, this is where it's supposed to be, all right? So, again, I'm sipping on this orange juice and vodka.
That's what's up. I got vodka in my cup, too.
There you go. Like I said, if y'all want to call in tonight, although I won't be taking too many calls, again, when we get back from this quick couple of songs real quick, I'm going to explain what I got for tonight. It may take up the whole night, so I want to make sure we get to it, but it's something that I believe is vital. All right, so it's really important. So we're going to get to that right now. And then, again, you can still call in 661-621-7559. As always, chilling the queue. Press 1 to holler at us. We're going to get to the phone lines when we get back. And then, like I said, I hope you're all ready, because I know I'm ready. We'll go see what happens. Be right back. West Coast Wednesday, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Be right back.
ScottInstrumentals.com.
Don't you be holding back your love, don't you be holding back. Don't you be holding back your love, don't you be holding back. 'Cause in the end we'll be stuck in a tug of war.
When emotions move to tears,
yeah.
Want us meeting to escalate into a learned lesson. Know a lot of females, but this empty space can only be fulfilled with your presence.
Only you.
Ain't easy, but I'm going. I play hard, keeping my heart guarded, but camouflage the emotions.
Man.
She ain't ready yet, and when walking a tightrope, I wanna be the safety net. They say if we take her time, it'll mean more. You was the queen of my castle. Wish I was the king of yours, forced to play the background and back down. Call me up when you worry, 'cause he can't make you smile when you stressed out.
Alone on Valentine's Day, you give your all, seems mean, it's 'cause he like you in the
to lay up with you, just not enough to put a ring on your finger. Wish you can see you through my eyes, cause you pretty and pink. Plus he a former bachelor, you think he ain't gon' cheat? A one night stand and then me rolling. I cry to watch the grown in love with possessing a heart to be broken. I'm here, you dead. It's kinda weird how you can talk about his false figures. Forget, understand you lost interest in tears. Had to hurt you to help you, you will understand later. And maybe I'm speaking in anger, but what I be selfish to give you the ultimatum, to give him his walking papers. Man, get rid of that dude, sweetheart. How could you stand there and watch my heart bleed? Share the fruits of my labor when you were labor. Willing to put minutes in now for hours later. How much is too much? Imagine back rubs in the tub. Call me up when he ain't around. Tell me how you don't feel love. Rethink your decision. Dreams I'm living mine. Y'all can be sex partners as long as I got my time. And you deserve better. And you deserve better. Switch to know. You deserve better.
Don't you be holding back your love. Don't you be holding back. Don't you be holding back your love. Don't you be holding back. Cause in the end you'll be stuck in a tug of war. Tug of war. You'll be stuck in a tug of war. A tug of war.
Or is it what you think I want? What's going on, y'all? SKE Records in the building, holding it down, and right now, I'm kicking it with my homies, The Dagger and Queen V, on West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio.
That's right, y'all. West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen, still good? Queen, no, I got you now. Now I know it ain't my fault.
Okay,
I let
no,
you
I'm
in.
Sorry.
Your
that
phone
was,
muted?
No, that was me.
Okay.
Yeah, that was me.
That's your
that
fault.
Was
now, like, I know.
Yeah, my phone was muted. That was me.
All right, but so we good, we in effect. All right, now remember, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559, as always, it's Chillin' Q. I press one to holler at us, but all right, here's what I got, Queen. Remember last week, we had a brief discussion. I just brought it up just a little bit. Remember we was talking about the clinger, the girl I was talking about who was trying to get me or whatever, talk to me and everything, and but she was coming at it all kind of, you know, remember her, right? Now, And people never believe the shit I be going through, the shit I be hearing, and the shit that comes out of people's mouths and everything, right? So I smoke a blunt with the girl today, right? But I got my phone. I put my phone out low-key, and I put the voice recorder on. You know what I mean? I get some audio. So what I got is some audio. I broke it up into, like, 15-minute intervals. All right, the best that I can do right now. So I got some audio here. This is what we're going to go. This is what today's show is about, this audio I got. Now, I got this audio, right?
Okay.
Now, as we go through the audio, Queen, what I'm going to do is, because I don't get to say the things that I want to say to people face-to-face, because, again, I always say that they can't handle the things I be wanting to say, you know what I mean, if I were to just say the first things that come to my mind and what I really want to say. You know what I mean?
Okay.
People can't handle that. So as this audio is going, you will hear me every now and then just randomly say shit that I really wanted to say at the time that I did. Also on this audio, you will hear points where I was trying to educate this bitch on some shit. Now, again, at these points, also let me know if I was wrong, you know what I mean, if you know, maybe I was wrong on that, this, that, whatever, because I don't do much talking, because also, now, on top of being the clinger, this girl runs her mouth, you know what I mean, I was there in probably about an hour, she talked the whole time, like, out of the whole hour, I may have talked, like, 10 minutes, you know what I mean, like, one of those, like, just go, so we got that going as well, all right? Now, and also, I'm going to point out red flags, because, again, keep in mind, this is a girl that's trying to act like she want to be with somebody, this, that, whatever. Now we're going to point out red flags also as well as to why that's not going to happen. So in the middle of the moments, I'll say pause, so I got to reiterate some shit or whatever, or like pause and make sure people, do we really hear that and everything. Now, to say, I want you to do the same thing, though. You're going to be okay. Listening to this as well. Now, you're going to be listening to this for the first time, all right?
Right.
So I want your natural reactions when you hear shit. If you feel like, oh, wait, pause, and you got to pause, like, hold on, we need to pause that. You got to, from a female perspective and everything like that, I want you to do that. You know what I mean? Like, see if we see the same red flags. You get what I'm saying? We're about to critique the shit out of this audio. Because
okay, we can do that.
People do not understand, one, the shit I be going through, two, how I really be looking out for people's feelings and shit, because I can really demolish people's shit if I choose to, you know what I mean? And three, really what be going through some of these females' hands sometimes. Like, and I wonder why I be the one to be talking about, like, I may always end up by myself, this, that, you know what I mean? This is what we're on. So you ready, Queen? Like I said, it's a three-pointer.
I'm ready.
You know what I mean?
I think I got it set up.
Because I have to, here's what I got to do. I got to play it through a different computer, through the speakers, because if I were to load it up on the show, I can't pause it and then pick up from right where I left off. You know what I mean? If I played something, I would have to stop it and start all the way over from the beginning. We can't do that. So I'm playing this shit through the speaker. So at any time you're having trouble hearing something or something like that or whatever, you know, say something, let me know. But overall, I think you should be able to hear it. All right? Queenie?
Yeah, I heard you. Mm-hmm.
All right,
here we go.
Here we go. You ready? Like, here we go. Part one. Here we go. Can you hear that?
No, I can hear a little bit. Maybe turn it up.
Hold on.
There you go.
Tell me about mama being in prison.
Like embarrassing, no matter where you went to school at, to say that she was in there. And then she was in there for murder, because she shot a million years in time. But it was really like this playing.
Put the phone away just a little bit. Just a little bit.
I know the judgment that the rest of judgment that comes, relationships that you really
need. You hear that? That's good.
People judge you and your family. Like, oh, your family won't leave. You know what I mean?
Like your mom is a killer. That's fine.
Who want to hear that though? You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? It's not a judgment thing. It just is what it is.
I know, but you don't
want to
meet somebody and then think that
it can be. Hold on, let me do this. Hold on, let me try this. Tell me the speaker where he's at.
I'm not thinking of his mom's just cracking.
And they don't want to meet you and be like, hey, my mom's freaking.
It's not something that comes up in the first conversation, but at the same time, people are responsible for their parents. People are responsible for themselves. So you cannot, at least you person, you don't judge a person on their family.
Yes, you do.
There you go.
Everybody does.
Hold on, one quick pause, because as I was saying, but I mean, can you hear that? Is it good enough for you to be able to hear it?
I hear it a little bit. It sounds kind of muffled, but like listen, if you really listen, you can hear. I heard about her mama being in jail. I heard about how the relationship is all messed up.
Yeah. But at the same time, but she's talking to me like how she's trying to, what I was trying to say is like, well, like she's looking for some kind of sympathy in the sense. You know what I mean? Like, or she, what she was talking about was like, well, when I was in jail, when I was in high school, everybody kept talking about me or picking on me about it and Did, you know what I mean? Like, hold on, let's see.
That means fucked up people.
So I was trying to tell her, like, because she was like, it's your family's fault that you fucked up.
And they do that.
It ain't your family's fault that you fucked up. If you fuck up, you fuck.
And they act just like they fucked up.
Okay, but how you act and what you're doing
is to say, yeah, that's fine, because I'm going to fuck that person in that shit, too. I mean, you don't want to see me mad. I tell people that all the fucking time. But that's why I do things to avoid getting angry. That's why I don't put myself in certain situations where things like that would happen. I mean, I'm not even saying my family's fucked up or anything like that. But for those that do have fucked up families and everything, that's not an excuse to me. That, oh, my family's fucked up, so, you know. Now, there are some people that do fall into that. Their family's fucked up, so fuck it, I'm going to be fucked up. I see that, too. I know people like that as well. But that's because they chose to be fucked up. Then you could have did that. People can do what they want to do, and that's everybody. So
how come an argument with people
Why are you going on with my
Wait, hold on. We might have somebody else that want to get on this. Hold on. Straight up to 323-8179. You got Dagger and Queen. What'd it do? Wait, hold on. Almost. All right. Yeah, you got it.
Oh, I'm listening.
Oh, you just listening? Hang up.
I just called in, so I don't really know what's going on. I just hear a woman talking about her past experiences, so I'm just listening because I got the text, so I'm listening.
Okay, well, for sure, we go. Well, we also point out, you know, red flags and everything because, you know, what this is all about is just that, like I said, this girl trying to act like she, you know, she want to holler at me, get at me and everything like that. And as a man, I feel there are certain things that are red flags that pop up in conversation. So I would definitely like to get a woman's opinion on some of these things as well as they come along and as things happen as well. Because, again, this is only like the third time that we didn't actually chilled and talked or whatever and everything like that. So, I mean, the fact that the kind of depth conversations that she's getting in is also alarming to me as well. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's me. But would you gonna chime in or you just want to chill and relax for right now, just so I'm clear?
I mean, I'll chime in when I get to hear more about it because I just called in, so.
Okay, for sure. Well, let's keep it going. There, here we go.
Teenager, and all that is used to matter. So I'm talking about past thinking when I was a teenager, and it seemed to be hard for me to say it, like to, because I knew there was no judgment. I was straight A, I'm a little student. That doesn't even make sense. That's an oxymoron. The fact that she on there.
That is not an oxymoron. And then again, exactly. She just said, you know, I mean, I'm not my mother. She was, the whole thing was like, my mom's this, my mom's that, in jail, shot a nigga in the head 3 times, whatever, but I'm not her. I made it. I'm doing something with myself, this, that. You just made my entire point, and I said that 15 minutes ago. So what are you talking about? So what did I mean,
she just wanted to keep going. That's probably what it was. She probably just wanted to keep going in conversation. She probably is one of them girls that likes to hear herself talk.
But I got a problem with that. See, red flag for me right there. Red flag. Let's go.
Hurting.
Okay. But in denial, though, right? In like a denial type.
Well,
shit,
see,
though, like,
she wants you to feel sorry for her.
Yeah, she's searching for sympathy.
Well, see,
thank you.
I'm sorry. It's
you have sympathy and shit between shit and syphilis in the dictionary.
That's where you find sympathy. I don't do that crybaby boo-hoo story shit.
She wants you to call her baby and give her a hug.
I went through some bullshit early, too. My life wasn't, nigga, you know, spoon-fed type shit. But everybody done went through something.
Yeah, but I empathize with her. I'm sorry.
All right, well, somebody has to. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. Let's keep going. Let's go. Let's keep going. Hold up. She probably be hot if she heard this. All those guys.
I'm like, you don't have to remember, bro. Oh,
nigga. If you want to see Kendrick, you could not see Kendrick.
Who the fuck is Kendrick? I said, I mean, if she does shit, like, when just general conversation, she gives massive details over the dumbest shit. Like, the dumbest shit she gives the most details about. I was like, she was like, yeah. I know, you know, $1,000 worth of surgery, $1,000 worth of therapy and shit, you know, helps. And then I'm like, okay, well, you know, I can use some therapy too. You know what I mean? I need to talk to somebody. Well, you can talk to Kendrick. Who the fuck? And then she goes off to Kendrick.
No, Kedrin. 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 Kedrin is a mental health, it's a mental health agency that provides low-cost, no-cost mental health therapy.
I thought she was trying to tell me to talk to Kendrick. I'm like, who the fuck is Kendrick?
It's Kedrin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my bad. That's my bad. Okay. So excuse this next little volley real quick, because I don't know what the hell Kendrin was, but still at the same time.
Ah, it was so big, man. So big.
They know people, it's either Kendrin or Snap, and go to jail, or Snap, and go to the hospital, and they still don't say anything to Kendrin.
But you see the detail I'm talking about over something that's like...
It's not an inpatient thing. It's an outpatient thing. Like,
you're trying to explain to you what it was in case you didn't know.
We smoking weed, my nigga. We supposed to be chilling. What the fuck? You know what I mean?
It's not like a rundown, like looking like that.
And then how do you think... Hold on. Y'all didn't hear that. How do you thought Burger King was fancy?
Okay. She said Burger King.
I can't make this shit up.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Has she revealed that she was in the foster care system?
She, according to her, she was not. She was raised by her father. Her mother is in prison for murder because she shot a nigga in the head 3 times.
Okay.
So, but she did not, but she said she was raised by a father. Her thing is that she was raised by all men and everything like that.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
That's the cool part about it. And it's not an inpatient thing. It's an outpatient.
Oh, we took it back a little bit. All right, yeah, we got here. Hold on.
Like Burger King, I like all kind of pizzas.
You got it. I did. But this is what I'm saying. Certain things, I can't let go even when I have face-to-face. Like, really? But again, keep in mind, I know I'm recording. So I know I'm going to play these shit. This is the reason I'm recording. So I have to catch some shit like that just to remind myself while I'm doing the show now. Like, did we just hear that?
But see.
Like a Burger King.
Okay, but she hasn't been.
I like how you try to write for it on the phone. That's savory.
No, because you know what? No. It's not that I'm trying to write for her, but. That's the story of a lot of young black women, and I'm assuming she's black, but a lot of young black women, women have endured this. So I'm looking at it as hearing it from an empathetic ear. Like it would be funny for those who have not been exposed to that or understood that, but it's sad, and she shouldn't.
Your life is, you do not think that Burger King is fancy.
Burger King is not fancy.
And
it is not.
And then she sits there and compares it to the place
that you have been through that.
It's not like that
funny
place Wait, what happened? I'm sorry. I missed something.
I feel like I understand what she's saying, where it's like, okay, yeah, that might be the story for a lot of black women, but I felt like that statement right there was ignorant, straight up. Burger King is not fancy. That's what you know.
But check this out.
Any time of the day, because it's like, and even if you want to sit here and you want to try to tell me that you live in a block radius or whatever, and you're trying to tell me that you're not trying to set your sights higher, that you're however old she is, talking about Burlington Advanced, and you haven't set your sights
higher. But check this out.
Besides that?
Well, but at the same time, how would you know what a higher standard is if you have not been exposed to it? If you're,
but
you're
I mean, I've never shot at a five-star restaurant, but I mean, I know that Burger King
is fancy. If you ain't never ate nowhere better than Burger King, you at least know that there are places better than Burger King
exactly.
To not call Burger King family. We're going to get back on top. We're going to keep going.
I've
not involved. We got to keep going. I got a lot of
five-course meals. I've never had that in my whole entire life, but I know that there's stuff like that out there.
Quick, we got to keep going. Hold on. We still got more. Like I said, I got three parts of this shit, nigga. This is hilarious as fuck. This is the preview. The preview. Like, it ain't even got
Lord.
It's not like running down, like looking like that across the street. Like, it ain't no spooky looking, like, with, like, the ghost of Mary and neighbor.
Why? What kind of details are you trying to get?
She
just kind of mumbling. Can you prove that you're poor? I don't know how we got the proof of that report.
I don't
have
no money.
And watch the detail. Like, everything is...
That's the police calling because they need it. Like, you have to qualify, so, like, they give you a questionnaire, like, an application.
We know this. If anybody has ever gone, has to go through food stamps, EDD, this, that, everybody knows what the process is. So why? I don't know how we got on this for Burger King, but why do you need to give me the full details of the EDD process? Because you want to prove that we're poor.
I just had two.
Because I already proved I was poor and I lost my job. And then I have to continue to prove I'm poor.
Like anybody else that collects unemployment. Like,
I have to do that.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they know half the most of the time. They know that. They expect that.
And see, I just keep going, like. Oh my God!
I played the game and got my shit.
You didn't want to work no. You didn't want to work there no more. So I went pause. All right. So now we get to the truth. You know what I mean? Because first it was I lost my job, so now I got to prove that I'm posing. Now it's like, I learned the gang. You know, I just don't want to work there, so I quit because I don't want people to tell me what I had to do, this, that, whatever. So you wanted to be poor. Like, I'm not here listening to this. Am I missing something? Is this just a flag of people saying?
It sounds like a whole bunch of ignorance is just falling out her mouth, and she don't even know what she's saying. Because I don't understand how you could turn around and say Burger King is fancy, but I had to prove that I'm poor because I didn't want to work somewhere. So obviously you don't want a better life for yourself. Like, if you can sit up here and say crap like that, that's how I feel. You don't want a better life for yourself. You set your sights low like that. So I feel like that's a red flag. Boom, there you go. There's your first red flag. She don't want nothing better for her life. So you don't need to be with her anyway because she don't want nothing better for her life.
Let's keep going.
I'm a valedictorian. Why are you, Paul? I hate people that feel like they got a name drop or drop shit. Like, you know what? I was a valedictorian. You know what I mean? Like, and what she said, good. You're a valedictorian, you know, bam, boo, boo, woo. You know what I mean? No disrespect, anything like that. Yes, be smart. But at the same time, you're a valedictorian, right? Why are you sounding like that? You're
valedictorian.
Why are you going through all this shit that you sitting up here trying to get sympathy for and everything like that? Because valedictorian means that you become smart. You know what I mean? So why is you – something's not adding up. It's not making sense to me. But also listen how many times you dropped valedictorian. It's like name drop. You know, I hate people that name drop, like, I did this.
That's her biggest
whatever.
Accomplishment.
And she says it like 3-4 times. Exactly my
That's
point.
That's her biggest accomplishment, though.
Feeling what I'm feeling, because this shit don't make, this is the shit that I deal with. Look, all right, here we go.
Not dumb myself down, but I have to make some intelligent conversations just so people can understand what I'm talking about.
Paul, I laughed my ass off. This is what she said, if you didn't hear. I have to dumb my conversations down just to have conversations with other people because I'm that smart. You know what I mean? But, again, she's trying to say also, like, but then also goes on to say.
I'm glad I could talk to you, though,
because, you know, you're more on my level, and, you know, so I get to talk and do this, that, or whatever. Cause she feels like she could talk to me. She feels like we're on the same level. Now, what she just said is what I think about her. Like, I got to dumb this shit down on my shit to deal with this shit that you talking about right now. You know, it chuckled me that she said that because that's exactly what I was thinking, but in a whole different concept. You know what I mean? So let's keep going. I couldn't even say nothing. Pause. Hush fell over the crowd. I love to express my words. Because I can't express my words one-on-one.
Now, when I'm turning up, that's different.
Turn it down. Now, look at this. Real quick. 5 minutes. Also, listen to what she did. Listen to how she goes about me asking for a cigarette. This is the shit I be talking about. The dumbest shit that people do is just normal shit or whatever, she makes the biggest fucking deals out of. This is what happens when I ask for a cigarette.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was going to offer it to you, but they know it's crazy. Cigarettes are the only thing I can offer you.
I will offer people anything, food, water, whatever.
What did she say?
Because my grandma died of cancer. That's the only thing I'm not going to offer people. I will wait for you to ask. But you know I smoke cigarettes. When I got in the car, she took 2 cigarettes out the pack and laid it out like she was daring me to ask her. But she was not going to offer me those cigarettes. Because her grandmama died of cancer, and that's not what she's going to do. But she felt the need to tell me that. I didn't need that little bit of information. I mean, yes or no, can I get a cigarette? Yes. Simple. I'm sorry, I can't. Am I wrong? Please somebody tell me I'm wrong.
Why are you entertaining this, though? That's what I want to know.
Right. See, there it is. This is why I'm entertaining you. This reason right here. See what we're doing? I'm trying to educate. I tell people all the time, I go through shit so people don't have to go through shit. And I wasn't doing shit else. I ran my errands today. And she was wanting to smoke. This is what I was going through, smoking the blunt. She wanted to smoke some weed with me. I go smoke a weed. I mean, she was going to talk my ear off. So while I was there, I was like, okay, well, let me do this, see if this works. And it's working. So I'm like, oh, we got a win-win situation right now. Like, but let's keep going. Over a cigarette. And she's still going on about the cigarette. I'm smoking a cigarette now. Fuck. You damn right I'm about to hurry up and smoke this shit. Like, this, you just... Pause. I hate that question. After all is said and done or whatever, right, all this shit talking to me, so what do you think about me so far? Now, here's the point where I wouldn't be like, talk too much, you know what I mean? You got way too many issues going on, it seems like, you know what I mean? I did.
She already and she went act crazy and weird. Oh yeah, I would have said it to her.
This is my problem. See, I'm too. I didn't want to. I can't burst people's bubbles. You know what I mean? I'm a tea.
You should have.
But again, I'm not lying. And I'm not lying. I'm kind of, this is me, like, backpedaling, you know what I mean? This is me trying to, like, swing around shit and, like, did it. Because, again, I think still by my answers, I'm still trying to say, like, you should be able to pick up that, nah, you know, I'm not trying to, like, you should be able to pick up on that if you all, you know, valedictorian and shit. You should be able to pick up on
that. You should be up front.
Well, that, but, I mean, but really?
You should be up front, yes. I don't like you like that because you scare me.
About me. And then really, you just talk way too much. Like I said, that's what I'm thinking. You talk way too much. It's like you just really clingy right now. I don't know what the fuck your issue is. You know what I mean? Maybe, you know, really? Girl, over here all that.
Daughter, straight up. Straight up. You have to be rude.
It's not
being rude.
Like,
if you talk to her a couple of times and
you're
first off, that
you're
crazy,
lie.
Ignorant, no.
But I didn't lie. I just didn't say anything. I was like, you cool. Like, you know,
you omitted then. You lied by omission because you didn't tell the truth. You didn't say nothing.
Yeah, like, you know, like, everybody has issues, you know what I mean? So, and I know I'm not really going to be dealing with this girl on no real, like, major shit, so ain't no point just really just crashing the whole shit right now. Just, you all right, you cool, you know what I mean? That's what it is. Like,
nah, because you giving her a little bit more string when you say you cool. That means, okay, I can make it to the next level. You cool. All right, you cool. I'm cool. Okay.
I see why you're saying it. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I said.
That's how she can take it, though.
That's not what I said. I said you cool. How many motherfuckers
what is cool? What does that
cool?
mean?
Let's get back to it. Can I bring category?
What
you can
do
it. I don't know.
Yeah,
let me back to it. You know, like, whether you see me potentially as somebody you
want to
be with long term or...
Hey,
no!
See? See?
Oh, what the fuck is that? I'm saying that shit. That is fucked up.
What the hell?
COVID, what are you supposed to say?
Thank you.
Like right now.
That's why I said you should have busted the bubble.
Uh-uh,
no. You should have busted the bubble.
My answer would have been, stop asking me hard questions.
No. You know what? All you had to say was, like, look, I ain't really trying to look for no relationship right now. You cool people. I like chopping it up with you from time to time, but I ain't really looking for a relationship. So you cut out the relationship issue off top when you tell them I'm not really looking.
This is why we bring it here, because we keep it real over here. We get all kind of angles with this shit. We're going to figure out what the fuck is going on. Let's keep going.
You see me as somebody you only want to see in a parking lot of Burger King.
This is your idea. Thank you. Again, you heard how she said it, right?
Parking lot of Burger King.
She said it now. She said it, though. But put it on me, though. When I was running errands and a bitch hit me up talking about you want to smoke or some shit, but watch how she backpedal now. Watch. I said something. Watch how she backpedal, though. Watch this shit.
All right, but you ain't your backup plan.
See, I can't turn shit. I can't keep it. Like, don't say that shit to me right there like that, because how she said it. Like, so you just want to see me in a Burger King parking lot? Like, what if I did? Like, shit, either way, but either way, it's your idea that we hear, though. But you told me to meet you over here to smoke this blunt.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Okay, I'll let you take over.
Like I said, niggas,
potential.
That don't mean they get to the NBA. I mean, come on.
But they give them hope. You giving them hope.
Contract. I mean,
but you giving them hope.
You're giving them hope.
But everybody should have some kind of hope. I'm not about that.
I'm sure.
Everybody should have some type of hope.
No.
But this is the shit I love, and this is what I mean. The shit that I want to do, and the shit that I really do, because I'm not about dashing nobody's dreams. You know, but at the same time, everybody gets to their dreams. And this is something that I know. This is something that everybody should know. You know, I'm not taking advantage of a situation. I'm not technically lying. Everybody has potential. But you see how I keep it ambiguous? Like universal? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know,
universal.
Like, you know what I mean? Come on. Like,
nah.
You, know,
you should have tested 100.
Nope, I'm going to tell you right now.
Time,
for that.
There are girls I know what's up, and I talk to them about some real shit that ain't nothing like this. This is what I'm saying. It's a whole different, other shit. Like, red flag. Before I even start talking, how do you expect a woman to submit to a man? What kind of question is that?
I'm like, what?
If you hear me mumbling, I don't want a woman to, like, hold on, like, to submit to me. Like, I'm trying to understand how I'm. And then she said some shit like, just what I said, submit. Like, you try to, like, really just bow down to somebody. Like, come on. Like,
back to, I don't want nobody to submit to me. I guess it depends the way you make it yourself.
How am I making it sound? Just said the word.
I just said the word. But how she said it, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. All of us. And I mean, yeah, I don't, you be human. And we got to, if everything works out on the same, like,
because, you know,
we're
with each other, we have to make plans.
Look at this. All right.
Oh.
Thank you. I know I'm not the only one hearing this.
Wait, no, wait. I'm not happy. I'm not happy, and I'm going to tell you how you was wrong on that. Because now you told me it was cool. Yep. I'm gonna tell you where you wrong, because now it's starting to get to the point where she's like, oh, okay, he think I'm cool. So just like she said, she's like, so now it's cool. Okay, I can go there.
Yeah.
To figure out what kind of woman he wants, so I could be the woman that he wants, so that we can be.
Yep.
Because he's telling me that, okay, we can cool, we can chill, we can do all this other stuff. So now I'm going to ask him a question like this. I'm going to ask him this question. I'm going to ask him this question. I'm going to ask him this question.
I'm
going to figure out the woman that he wants me to be, and then she's going to try to be that. Because now she thinks it's going to cause her to be crazy.
She can try.
You're okay with it.
I'm not okay enough. But you see, but this is too early on in the state. This is what I mean.
Because she don't know how to, she's at the point where she thinks a man is her cure-all. So she sees
you're
in her company.
You're in her company,
and she sees you as an out. She sees you as that man to make this feel better.
She want to be one of those. She'll probably do anything I say or whatever, because she thinks I'm going to do everything. But again, no, like I said, this is just the first part. Like, look at what you're talking to. We ain't even got to the ratchet shit and everything or whatever that she needs. Like I said, the shit that's coming out this
morning. I could tell. She probably sleeps with men on the basis that they'll be her boyfriend.
We'll see.
We can't meet on the way, and we have to make plans for that, because you got to lie. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to lie. You got a radio show. You got to do. You got to lie. You know what I'm saying? You got to do some fun ass things.
Okay, and you got to lie too. That's what I'm saying. So when they intersect, like now
so
in the parking lot,
we have to make plans for this. You're saying this is the last week.
All right. So then you just got to plan better.
But see, this is me still trying to dance around shit, and it's like I go this way, she follows me that way. You know what I mean? With my line of questioning, I'm like, okay, well, that next, like, she's got a plan better. Like, and then just leave it alone. But then she keeps getting back on it, like, wait, hold on. Like, nah, come on.
That's because she's trying to figure out exactly what you want and what you want, so then that way she can be
that.
But I'm not giving you that, because I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm not about to give you all my insight or anything like that, because you want to sit up here and open your mouth to your beans all day. Like, that's a problem.
The fact that you're even sitting in her face gives her hope that she can be that woman if you tell her what it is that you want.
Smoke. weed. I was just smoking some weed, and while I was smoking some weed, I pulled out my phone. This is what happened. This is all. I just want to make sure we're clear on this. All right. I came through to smoke weed. This is what I mean. This is the shit I mean. Go. I came through to smoke some weed, and during the blood smoking, this is what transpired. I didn't even expect none of this shit. That's all I'm saying.
I didn't pick her up.
We met in the Burger King parking lot.
Okay.
Oh, you're playing ignorant. Okay. Like, you don't know what's up.
But, hold on, here we go. We're going to keep going.
For me, the next man, for me, I'm kind of not controlled, but I'm passive.
But my thing, well, let me tell you, my thing is like money talks. That's what I'm saying right now, because that's the shit you are, and I got to respect that at the same time with that respect. I ain't on there yet, like I said.
See, and then everything, I just put it on me. Watch y'all talk about what's wrong with me. Like, I ain't got no money, I'm this, I'm that. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to make her feel bad. It's just like, I ain't ready for it, you know. I ain't going to be in no relationship where I got to bring some shit, where if I don't got nothing on the table, blah, 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 this, that, whatever. So that's part one. Oh, man. Amazing. Amazing. That's part one. We got more. We're going to be back, because I don't want to show no disrespect to still these independent artists. I still got to play some music and act like I'm a fucking DJ. I said, we can do this the whole show. But I'm going to show some respect. But I am going to skip Daggers Double Play. Just for this, I'm going to skip Daggers Double Play. So we're going to get two in real quick, and we're going to be right back with some more of this shit, all right? Y'all, like I said, told you it was going to be special tonight, nigga. It's crazy. Oh, shit.
Bang out radio, man.
West Coast Wednesday. It's Hump Nice. Dagger, Queen, hanging out, chilling out, relaxing, man. We'll be right back.
DJ Slick Vic.
drop it on the bitch, make it nasty, make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop it on the bitch, make it nasty, make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop it on the bitch, make it nasty, make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop it on the bitch, make it nasty.
Bitch, where you at? no money.
That's what the hell I thought. Thank you, Grandma.
This your boy, KY's the Lyrical Psycho, self-explanatory music.
Yeah, man.
You're now tuned in to West Coast Wednesday, Hump Night, with the Daggers.
But when it comes down to
Radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday's Hump Night, Dagger Queen. Still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Queen. All right, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, and Miss Anonymous, are we still good?
Yeah, I'm still good.
All right, for sure, for sure. Now, in this segment, in this part of the conversation,
Freshman's still here too.
Freshman's there in the background, you know what I mean? Now, in this segment, this part of the segment shows me, it shows me how janky bitches is to each other.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with me. This is a whole other side of some shit, and this is the type of shit that the shit that bitches do. And I know they out there that they do this shit, but also at the same time when you're listening to this, also think the fact that she knows, again, so many details about these certain things or whatever, you know how somebody tell you so much about something, but then be like, nah, I don't do it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Everybody else do it, but I don't do it. You know what I mean? I know a lot about it, but I don't do that shit, right? That's my thought process. Everybody got to put themselves in my situation right now. Ladies, if you're listening, pretend you're a lesbian and think you're me and this bitch is trying to get at you. Fellas, you already know what's up. Say this bitch is trying to get at you, man. Tell me how many of y'all would actually deal with this. Let's see, some of y'all are better than me. Like I said, some of y'all wouldn't even go this far with people. See what I mean? But again, in my defense, I'm doing this because I'm recording. I know I'm going to put this on the show later, and this is good fucking radio right now.
It is.
So I don't give a fuck. This is why I want y'all to see the shit that a nigga will go through if he chooses to deal with it. You know what I mean? I don't choose to deal with these things, but I went through this because, again, it was for a purpose. This is what I go through for my Bang Out Radio people, all right? This is reality radio. So, again, keep in mind, in this segment, we're going to see how she feels towards other women. You know, we're going to see how bitches, you know, do shit in their life and everything like that. Like I said, we're going to get her viewpoint of the female shit. And again, keep in mind, she's trying to get at you, though. All right? This is somebody that's actually trying to, nigga, I want to be in your life forever type shit. This is the type of person that's talking to you right now. Put yourself in my shoes.
Stage 5.
All right? Let's go. Part. My, oh.
Like, that's pretty long. Like, the last one that you trust. And then I'll get
it. Why is she?
Pause!
You got, like, you're
on top! The alpha female?
She said, I'm like the alpha female, but here's the part I'm talking about. She'll ride with somebody, right? Like, she's like, I'll ride with you. Like, me ride with you, for all right? And then we take out all the other competition, right? And then as soon as you turn your back, nigga, bam, I got you. Bam, you down. I got you, and then I'm the alpha. You know, I'm all that stuff. You know what I mean? Like, who does that? Like, you really? You just tell me you disloyal type motherfucker. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how do you? And I said, watch, here we go. I got to trust it. Yeah, then I get it. Like, see, I got to trust my anonymous.
Yeah, because I'll be the one helping her get all the evidence. That's how I can take you to your point. And I'm going to be coming back with her when I do it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, ain't nothing wrong with that. And yeah, like, that's what's going to happen. Am I wrong? Come on. What's the type? There's no loyalty amongst bitches, huh? That's how they get down? And then, if you're going to stab, you know what I mean? But I'm supposed to believe that you're going to be submissive to me, but you're going to stab him. You know what I mean? Like, nah. It's
green in the back.
You're going to stab your best friend in the back. You're going to get with that bitch, woo, boy, whatever, just has to take out everybody else. And then you just real quick just stab it when it's all said and done, as soon as she turned her head. And she just said it with so much confidence, like, yeah, that's how I get down. I don't like disloyal people. Period. Red flag.
Because women are naturally competitive amongst women, so she feels like the power, since her self-esteem is so low, she feels as if her power is in her pussy.
Oh, that's where we're at? All right. Well, let's keep going. Don't put the pussy on the pedestal. No, never. Let's go.
No.
No, she admits it. No loyalty.
And I have to laugh at shit like this.
Boyfriend, big, and I'm not gonna lie to you.
Wait, pause.
He's a chef of brothers.
Thank you. Your dick in the parking lot of a Burger King. Like, we not sitting in the parking lot of a Burger King. What the fuck? Thank you. Okay. So, I'm not tripping.
Okay.
I've seen these things. You ain't fooling me. Is this what niggas fall for? Is this what regular just dumb niggas fall for?
I missed it. What you say?
Uh oh, hold on. We gotta bring it back. Hold on. We need to take it back. Hold on. Let's see.
Yo, boyfriend, big in the parking lot of Burger King.
Why are you shooting me in the parking lot of Burger King?
Because we here. Like, no, this is. No. But she was trying to drop a hint, huh? Okay. Okay. Nah. Not gonna happen. This is what I mean. But this is what niggas fall out for. See, this is what I mean. I pick up on shit like this. I'm not just no regular ass nigga. You would have did it, huh?
I did it.
Yeah, I bet you would have. Yeah, exactly. I'm not doing it. Fuck that. But it's funny as fuck. Let's keep going.
It's just because we're here. Here is reality.
Oh,
that's for real. I know that he has a boyfriend in jail. He's respecting over in his hook. He's making kids in his mouth. You know what I'm saying? It's really making the baby. That's why I thought something was wicked. Because I don't like this. He treats you like a lady. He never asked you to come on your concrete. He never asked you, like, to be his woman or not be his woman.
And again,
she's going
to talk.
I know. I don't consider you a nigga.
Pause. I don't care. She said she doesn't consider me a nigga, but... She thinks I'm a, wait, I can't even, wait. She's jumping the gun. Hold on, watch, listen.
Wow. Okay.
I act like a wigger.
That's how you think.
What the fuck? How do I act like a wigger? What the hell is this?
Like a wigger is like, for them, right? Like a white dude that wants to be black. That's what I did.
What the fuck?
You're a white guy. Like, how?
I'm black, right? This shit don't make no sense to me. And again, you know how I feel about stupidity. This shit is dumb as fuck to me, but you battled Victoria this year, right? Let's keep going.
I mean, because that's what I'm looking for.
One of my parents is Irish.
How do you say call somebody parents Irish?
That's what I feel
like
your parents.
Like, one of your parents is Irish. Like, what the fuck? How you throwing this kind of all kind of shit in my fucking family and shit? What the fuck is this? Like, get the fuck out of here.
I didn't get my light skin from no African.
I didn't say my parents was African. I mean, what the
fuck? You
take care of your hair. This is not African. She did touch my hair, though. This ain't black hair.
That's why I'm taking you back to the room. This ain't African booty scratching hair.
African booty scratching hair. When was the last time you heard somebody say that shit?
African booty scratching. Like,
elementary? Like,
90s.
Come on now, man. Am I the only one who's not seeing this and hearing this still? Like, come on.
I'm going to have a baby like normal type of baby.
Oh!
What?
Yeah, wait, what? I missed my teacher. What?
No.
Did she
time to go.
What did she say?
Hold on.
What did she say?
Let's take it back. Hold on. 1 second. I don't think everybody caught that. Hold on. Let's take it back a little bit. No, we're going to take it back 9 seconds. In the full 9 seconds, everybody be ready. Let's go.
I'm taking it back to the room. Like, this ain't African booty touching. This is, I
want
to have a baby by
the yellow. She said, I got that. I want to have a baby by you poke condoms, poke holes in the condom hair.
What?
So now I already know. Thank you.
point blank, period.
Why ask? We know.
Okay, but.
Do he know that you're poking condoms in it? Do he know that you're poking holes in his condom? Because then if the nigga say he know, then it's like, all right, I agree with that. But see how she kept trying to dance around it? And I'm like, no, bitch, yes or no? Does he know or does he not know? Like, and then, nah, he don't know. Nah, he don't know.
Wait.
Like, yeah, I bet he don't know.
Back to the poking the holes in the condom. If the woman, if you poke holes in a condom, right, the same sperm, the semen that carries sperm cells could carry the disease as well. So
it does not say,
oh, you get pregnant because the sperm cells see through the holes, but the disease doesn't see through the holes.
Valedictory. She
lost me. I'm sorry.
Hold on. Let's keep going. I couldn't make this shit up. I'm glad. I can't make this shit up, y'all. Pay attention. See how we all tripping off the same shit. Like this shit don't make sense. Like I'm glad that we're all on the same page here. Let's keep going.
Nah, because the nigga say you want a baby and then not really. Exactly. Nah, see, that's not a good thing. Yes. See,
nigga, that her argument was like, bitch, I use the condom. And then her, she gonna say back, nigga, I poked a hole in it. Like, and that's not how it's supposed to go. Like, how do you say that just so naturally? That's not a good conversation to have.
Nothing. Like, no, that's not okay. That's entrapment. Like,
ugh,
you're happy
about it. And it just thank you. I cannot make this shit up. I can't, but keep going.
And you're perpetuating it.
Get at me, you know, get with me and everything like that. But in our conversation, you want to bring up the fact that you know somebody that you're proud of who got a Dallas Cowboy pregnant by poking holes in the condoms. That's obviously the method that you must have told her to do if she didn't know how to do it herself. This is supposed to be something good? Come
That's
on.
It. That's it. I would run away from her. Like, why? No, run as fast as you can.
Let's keep going.
You know which one. So he told her.
Wait, real quick. She said he had the whole pack, the 24 pack, the big pack of condoms. She poked holes in all of them because she didn't know which one he was going to use. So he didn't want it. She wanted to make sure. And then also, let me continue to say this. I don't know if you may be able to hear it clearly, but this is what she goes on to say as well, is that now if he gets another bitch pregnant too, because he told her that they was the only ones fucking. So now if he gets another bitch pregnant using the same condoms that she poked all the holes in, then she going to know that he lying. So it's his fault. That's what's about to try to be explained right here. I just wanted to make sure people heard exactly what I was trying, in case, you know, we missed the translation. Here we go.
Oh.
Okay.
You know what? I don't even.
She laughing at me like I'm playing, like this shit is a joke. This shit is not funny, this shit you sitting here talking about. Like, and she's perpetuating this. These are the people that are out in the world. These are the people, this is what I mean. Like, I cannot make this shit up. And I'm trying
to... That's
why you
go to the mental hospital, because she the one that's sick.
Yeah, you know. Let's keep going.
But he said
rationalization. Well, the baby's here now, so what the fuck you going to do? Bitches have this rationalization. There's a lot of it that think like this.
And this is fucking, no, it's not, no. Like,
you got the problem.
I just take your passport.
That's the problem. Yeah, you, and you're going to tell me after past abortion time. Like, see? You,
and she's proud of it.
It's
exactly why. I think the shit that I think. Just like this. Talking about you. Like, you know what I mean? I can talk about somebody, but.
They're talking like they're falling. I don't
know. I told my bitches to do some evil shit to me. That's how I know what these bitches are capable of, and I don't trust them.
What? Does that make sense? You telling bitches to do the most dumbest ratchety shit or whatever, but that's the reason why you don't trust them though. But I don't do it. Come on, like, I can't make this shit up. Let's keep going.
But you're perpetuating it.
Well, I'm a devil then, because I'm telling you some shit and do it. I won't trust you. Because you do some shit like that, you would do something like that to me.
But these are your friends though, off top, that you tell them to do shit. You giving them advice.
And they trusted you.
What the? Come on. Like, hold on. 07. Hold on. Wait. 07-21. You got Dagger. What it do?
Hi, Dagger. Hi, everybody.
Uh-oh, Quinn. Koya, how you doing? What's up?
I'm fine. How are you? No, I just came in.
Well, you can't jump into this because we are in the middle of something. You're going to have to catch on because we got to keep rolling, okay? I can't explain
okay,
it to you.
Okay, go keep rolling.
But you're going to catch on, okay? Because, I mean, Koya's okay. Smart. Koya's really smart.
Hi, Koya.
Yeah, friends that come
on. Hi, Koya.
All right, let's keep going. Back to the story. Watch.
I trust that I think I can do that. I can do that. And I know I can trust you.
Bullshit. No, I can't even be exact. When I'm confronted with so much stupidity, what am I gonna say to this? This is why I don't have conversations with people. This is people. See what you get when you talk to people? Like,
y'all
the homies,
no.
Talking about niggas. I mean, these are people. Like,
you need to surround yourself with this ignorance. That's what the hell needs to happen.
But it's funny as fuck. Funny as fuck to see it. Like I said, I got a story to tell. I'm telling the story. Let's tell it. We're going to keep telling it. Hold on. Let's go.
I'm going to become a valedictorian.
Why you got to keep throwing that shit at me, man? It's like you. But you're not sounding nowhere near smart.
It's pain drive.
But you're not sounding nowhere near smart. Like, don't worry about all this other shit. I'm still a valedictorian, you know what I mean? Like, don't forget that. Like, like, come on, man.
I'm not thinking. Come on, man. I got a brain. They don't even think. I'm a weak. I said, manage my nigga. You hold that cum in your mouth, go to the bathroom.
No.
What'd
she say?
Let's take that. Let's take that and rewind it back. Like I said, I can't make this shit up. Let's take it back a couple of seconds. Hold on, let's all pay attention again. Hold on.
I'm not thinking. Come on, man. I got a brain. They don't even think. I'm a geek. I can manage my nigga. You hold that cum in your mouth, go to the bathroom.
No. Yuck.
Hey.
Come on. But look, here's the funny part though, right? Here's what's so funny about it. She said, this is how she leads up into this. I got a brain. I'm smart. This is what you do. You hold that cum in your mouth and go to the bathroom. What the fuck? Like, ladies, like I said, ladies, like I said, this is what's happening. This is see why the world's fucked up. See why niggas and bitches got problems and shit because of shit like this that's going on. You see this? Now, any other nigga would just fly into this type of shit and just be all, it'll be a whole fucked up situation. Now, I believe it. Like I said, and again, off top, the only reason I'm here is because I want to smoke some weed and I found something for the show. And look at how we educating people tonight. Like I said, ladies,
She representing y'all. She's a female, y'all. This is all I get. Like I said, I'm not saying she representing y'all.
No, she representing the rat.
Don't do that. That's not okay. She is not a lady. She needs to take that shit. Don't blame those. Hell no.
And then again, you know how I be talking about she goes into so much detail about the dumbest shit. Now, why would you pick this subject and then on top of that, continue to go into so much detail about it? But you want me. You trying to get at me, though. But you want me. Like, what the? Let's go. Let's keep going. Like, I'm going to keep saying it. I cannot make this shit up. Talk about fucking reality radio, man. Fuck this. Let's go.
No.
Again, lost for words. Those pauses is me like, I can't believe I'm hearing this shit. Like, I can't. Hold on. Come on. Take a sponge and squirt it up inside you. What the fuck? I don't know. I'm lost. But at the same time, she's thinking really hard about how to plot on a nigga to get a nigga pregnant, how to get a bitch pregnant on a nigga, though. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Real, my nigga, don't do it.
Kill my buzz. This is ridiculous. I can't believe this.
So you one of the type of bitches that's like, yeah, you just go get the nigga throw the condom in the trash can and you go get it out the trash can and shit and you just throw it in. Like, yeah, that'll work too. Like, come on.
Put it inside you.
Not you.
Not the inside part though, but the other side, like I cannot make this shit up.
It only takes 1 million you know how much time
and they go through, and it's even the process.
You take the tissue, you pick it up, stick your finger in it, dig it out, put the thing back in your throat, and it's in the trash.
But I'm dead serious. She think I'm playing though. See, when I talk serious, people think I'm playing because in the way I say it, it may sound comical, but I'm dead serious. Like, and I'm talking about you, bitch. I mean, how many red flags have we already been throwing up? Like, I mean, like, hold on, let's keep going. Hold on,
I'm gonna do this shit like when they make you try to swallow.
No,
but yeah, you can pay it off a mattress. I want to see that shit.
What about when she gave you the head?
Why does she keep trying to defending this to the dirt? You know what I mean? Like, no, wait, hold on, no. This is how you do it. This is how you do it. Like, look. No. Look, this is how you do it.
He done it before. I'm a pro.
But I don't do it.
I go like this,
thank
you up, get some of it, like,
no,
it be on my hand a little bit,
no.
And then I should just rub it on my pussy.
No,
I don't like it, put it on the end.
No,
yeah.
Detail
background. I don't need to know that, you know. No, not this much. What the fuck are you giving me a whole three in the first couple of days that we, you know what I mean? Like, if we were supposed to spend our whole life together and everything like that, if we were, you know what I mean? Wouldn't you want to leave something that we could still talk about through the rest, maybe the rest of our lives? You know what I mean? Why are you giving me every fucking thing, like, right now, while I'm trying to smoke some weed? It's not making no sense. It doesn't make no sense. Yes, that did scare me. I was scared for like 2.5 seconds. What the fuck was that? Like, I'm gonna do my dude voice. Like, what the fuck? Who does that? Like,
come on. You laugh. I used to have ways. I used to use my ways. That's why I understand why gay girls can be gay, because guys are cool. Like, they're cool, like, they're cool, like, they're cool.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I want to know if they can
But what are you talking about? Where did the gay girls, like, where did the gay girls come into conversation? Like, where do you, what, I don't understand how you just
say anything to get that shit cracking.
It wasn't popping. It wasn't popping. Y'all hear it? See how she went from there to, you know, a girl knows what she want to fucking do within 30 seconds. I'm like, I say 10. You know what I mean? Because it's just, you look at somebody like, I would fuck or I wouldn't fuck. It don't take that. It don't take no 30 seconds. And then a motherfucker talks to, you know, the way to that shit. But how we got on the subject, how she just brought it up, like, just out of nowhere. Just, yeah, you know, I know when I want to fuck somebody within 30 seconds. What do you, and this is what girls be talking about, I guess, when guys just bring up sex all the time. This is what girls feel like. Like, why you keep talking about sex? Why you keep talking about fucking this, that, or whatever? Because why do we keep getting back on this subject right here?
She's trying to stop you. She wants your baby. All she worth is her coochie. I mean, that's all it is, too.
Oh,
anyway, that now.
Oh, what's
that? That's the money that I already know. Like, I will fuck them or I wouldn't. Like, off the list. Like, yeah, I'll fuck it. You know what I mean?
Can I
get here again? Yeah. Give it a little taste.
Second one, you got this from there. Then motherfuckers say shit or whatever. You know what I mean? Then it goes that far or whatever. You already know what you fucking about. Like, it's fucking fucking. That's something you gotta have sometimes. Then it becomes, is it worth fucking up?
But see how she's jumping on me now, how I'm talking. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Did her, so she had a big ass smile on her face, like they like I was like joining in the conversation and said everything, like it was going her way or something like that.
Yes.
Like this is how I feel, but it don't mean it's working out for you. You know what I mean? Like I don't.
He was like, yeah, well,
fuck
it.
Oh,
shit. He tried to give it to.
Like, why'd she get so excited?
He tried to give it to.
He didn't want it. I can't do it. But hold on, see. Hold on, here's what I want to do real quick. Because like I said, I don't know. Are y'all hanging out? We might have to extend the show a little bit if we're going to keep this going. Because like I said, I'm trying to educate some people. I ain't doing shit else. I'm drunk. I'm chilling. Like, but I'm not going to keep people that's not want to be kept. Queen, are you good to hang out for a little while? You know, a little after-hour show and everything?
I'm great.
Okay. Miss Anonymous, are you good?
I am. I need to throw a bucket.
She's trying to throw a bucket. And we're going to get, like I said, there's more. That's what I'm saying. I can't end it until it's, like, over, and it's not over yet. That's all I'm saying, making sure everybody's cool. Koya, I mean, you're kind of catching up, but, I mean, are you hearing the shit that your boy be going through over here?
Yeah, I'm hearing it. I'm hearing it, but I'm still trying to catch up, you know, so since I haven't had that, you know, little replay, so I'm still trying to catch up on what the hell is going on because I done walked into some shit. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to get the whole work here. So I'm inspiring you. Before
you
started talking about that, and I have to text Queen, like, Queen, what's going on? So, you know, I'm still trying to catch up. I'm still trying to
catch up here. Everybody. Well, everybody mute their phone real quick. I mean, if y'all want to try to catch up real quick, try to catch her up real quick, Queen, if you can. We're going to get into two tracks. We're going to be right back with the – we're going to go into, you know, super late night here on West Coast. Soon as they phone back, we got more. We're going to keep going. Like I said, I told y'all it was going to be a special
night.
All right,
I'm going to do a liquor run. I'm going to do a liquor run real quick.
Yeah, we'll be right back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday, something nice, Dagger, Queen, Anonymous, Koya, going to get some drag. We'll be right back.
I'm supposed to be the one talking all of this emotion, and I'm supposed to be the one telling you how I love you, but something's sweet. Now I
I'm so over, glad we're over. You can still slide through and hit me with that 1, 2, 3. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause you know how I like it.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you're still on it. Tell me how the hell we ended up like this anyway. Cause I don't know. Cause right now my way's looking like the right way. Baby, don't fight me, you know. Feeling the same way, but just ain't no how, nigga. To put it in the words and spit it like I'm doing now. Just know now, I'm so over, glad we're over. You can still come home, hit me with that 3-4. Yeah.
Holla, oh, shit.
Yeah, I know how you like it. So baby, don't you knock it, not until we try it. Yeah, it's enough. Play fight, man, you know how I love. The truth is this love is fucked up. Now we drunk, so come on. Ain't nowhere to go. Play it to the bar, bar. Yeah, champagne for this pain. I let it all out, let it drop, it's insane. I'm
mother-daughter talk, okay? Your husband's condition is way out of control. Bottom line, you need to start satisfying him more, sweetie.
But Mom, I satisfy him all the time.
Well, then you gotta do it better. Get creative, Haley. Use your pinky.
I'm using my pinky, Mom.
I don't think you're using your pinky.
I told you, I'm using it.
But are you really using your pinky?
I don't think so.
Get up in there.
It's Lady Cam, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V LA West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
Yeah, we still here, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen, still good?
Queen. Queen V, call me it. Coin, you did? Hello? Nobody hear me? Oh no. Because it's nobody's talking to me. Bo, can you hear me? Is the phone muted? Everybody phone muted? Everybody phone not muted? My shit's not muted. Let's try this. Hello? Everybody? Queen, phone, Koya, nobody?
I'm here. What's up? Sorry.
Oh, damn. I'm like,
here.
Where the fuck everybody go? Damn, what the
I'm
fuck
here.
Y'all doing?
I'm sorry.
And phone, what the fuck are you doing? Oh, you just gonna listen? We on.
Four.
Oh, all right, I was just thinking. Now, he don't, I guess he don't want to talk right now, so I guess he'll just sit in the background.
Oh.
But but let's get back
Fresh
to the
Oh, tell him I said hi.
Oh, there he is. All right.
Fresh Witty Boom, Bow, oh. Bing.
Good morning, Forrest.
Good morning.
All right, y'all. So for those that are still hanging out here on West Coast Wednesday, talking about this is the extended show right here. Because like I said, this is just too much to, you know, to just end like that. I still got more, so we're going to keep going. Just so y'all can hear the shit that be going on in the world. Because like I said, people don't believe me. So when you got proof, you got to show it. So here's part three on the extended mix, all right? Yeah, we have the super late tonight on West Coast Wednesday. Let's go.
See, people, I got to have six. I don't have six.
I don't know how we got on the conversation about rent.
I don't know how we got on the conversation about rent.
Because she was asking, you know, well, why don't I want to be in a relationship or this, that, or whatever. And I told her, I'm like, well, I don't got nothing to put on the table. And having been in relationships where I was the person that it started off, you know, on an equal basis, and then I wound up being the one picking up the slack, I would never want somebody to have to, like, pick up the slack for me. So I would never get into a relationship unless I got something to put on the table. And then she was asking me some shit like, so what do you feel you need and shit like that. I'm like, I ain't got nowhere to live, really. Like this, that, so this. Well, you can just go. Who the fuck got $600 a month, bitch? Like, you know, like if I had that, I would be in some shit. So,
but,
yeah. Like, you know what I mean? That's how we got there. And then now it's also, well, y'all are here. Here we go.
She does too, like. I've told everybody about it. When I say everybody, now that, you know, I guess people starting to see a little bit of the fruit of my labor, now they want the information.
I don't know who people is, and I see no fruit of her labor, but let's just keep going. I'm just saying.
But now they're not hiring now, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, don't wait to see me shine. Not that I'm shining hard, but, like, don't wait to see me. Like, before, I used to be, like, calling my friends and my cousins.
But again, real quick, why do I care? You ever think about this is useless? Like, this is what I mean. This is why I don't have conversations. This is why I don't talk to people. This is why I don't do certain things. Because a lot of this shit is useless. This is why useless is what? What is it? It makes no sense to me.
And then they just took me out like a bum because I had no money. Even with unemployment, I was like a bum. I felt so bad. Like, I would be going on like a date and I would be like ordering something cheap because I can't know. If they trip out, I got to be able to pick up my pad. So I got to order like a $4.99 salad. And I'd be like, you just don't get a salad? That's all you have to eat? I'm like, yeah.
Again, useless details. Why do I care about your dates when you go out with other niggas and everything like that? And then also at the same time, why do I care that you're worried if the niggas gonna trip out at you on the dates you gotta cover for yourself or whatever? So obviously this type of shit has happened to you before, in my opinion.
Obviously.
Because again, because this is shit you just really speaking in great detail about. But again,
You're trying to holler at me though, and I don't get this shit, man. I don't.
Your thick ass gonna either sound like yeah because the salad is all I can afford, and if you get the trick, and I ain't gonna be able to afford to feed myself, and I'm gonna wash dishes, nigga. So that's why I'm getting the salad. And every single person like that, I had to not that it was a lot. They just bust out laughing. He's like, "You too real?" He's like, "No order charge. I'm not gonna charge you."
So, Paul, let me ask you this. Just pause real quick. If you're sitting at a dinner, you take a girl out on a date or whatever, and you actually have this conversation with a girl, she says this to you. You know what I mean? Like, I'm only ordering a salad because, you know what I mean, I don't know if you're going to trip out, and I might have to pay for myself or whatever anyway, so, you know, I got to be ready. You know, this is all I got. This is all I can afford, so that's what I'm ordering. Now, if a bitch says that to you on a date and everything like that, you would think that she's real? Like, oh, you're a real bitch, like, for saying that. Like, come on.
No.
Like, what would you think about somebody that says that to you on a date? Like,
I'd have been like, okay, I wasn't paying for you in the first place.
Like,
I'm like, what the fuck?
And the fact that you even brought it up makes me think that I could have got away without paying for you and you could have just stayed with that salad. So, you know what I mean? That's how I was thinking. Like,
yeah.
But who is the niggas you talking to? That's what I'm saying. Where if this has actually happened on a date, and they said that it was cool with that, I don't. Let's keep going.
No,
I mean, we're on a date.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta cover my ass. I'm my worst enemy. You know what I'm saying? I gotta make sure that if I go with you and we go out, and I say we going to the club, we going here, I gotta make sure that he got money because we don't.
Ooh.
Get me out there, and I told you, baby. That's crazy. No, my toes ain't dancing together.
Thank you. What the fuck? Why do you, again, useless details? Just useless shit.
I told you, I'd have been shit. Like, that bitch is crazy.
I'm telling you, I was for real.
And look at what I'm talking about, y'all. These are just. I know we're pausing and everything, taking a little pause and everything like that, but if I were to run these straight through without no pauses, each of these is like 15, 16 minutes each. And you notice how much more talking she's doing than I'm doing. Like I'm saying, this is like the craziest shit right here.
Like, you got that grown-up walking one foot in the other.
Pointing out people in the parking lot.
Just like that, like a grown-up.
Like, what the fuck?
Can kids walk with their toes together?
Who cares?
Did she say walk with their toes together?
Yeah, kids walk their toes together like pigeon toe. But I'm a boss. But I'm a boss. So, you know, adults walk like this.
No.
What?
That ain't me, sugar.
Sugar.
I mean, not that I can't be broke, but it's not going to be. You know, the worst thing in the world is trying to have some fun, dressed up and ready and out, and can't do shit.
That's why people don't do that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, she's about to sit here and try to explain shit to me. Like, people don't go out unless they can go out and enjoy themselves and have a good time. Trust me, I know niggas that do that shit. I know women that do that shit. If you can't go out and turn up like how you want to, motherfuckers gonna stay their ass in the house. We all know this. Any real motherfucker knows this. Now, see, watch how she tries to explain it to me like it's something that I don't know. Like, bitch, it's also the same time, like, bitch, do you know who you're talking to? Like, I don't think people realize, like, you know, I hate to sound like that sometimes and everything like that, but you obviously don't know who the fuck you're talking to. You know, the dagger, bitches. A.K.A.
bitches.
You know, you got me all the way twisted. Like, you talking about shit like I don't know, like, what the fuck is up in the world and everything. Like you're educating me on something. Like, bitch, get the fuck out of here.
Because y'all have no money. And everybody like, where the party at? They're like, oh, it's over here. It's popping. Oh, whatever. Yeah, it's like 10 of you in here, free parking. Once you get in, they get some shrimp. Lobster smorgasbord.
What the fuck? What's a smorgasbord, nigga? What the fuck is that smorgasbord, bitch? Like, what the fuck is a smorgasbord? And who the fuck, nigga, have you ever had lobster and shrimp, nigga, inside of a club somewhere, nigga? I want to know where that spot is, nigga. Where's that at? Where they do that at? You know where lobster and shrimp is at in the club, nigga? Like, come on, let's get, like, oh, man, hold on.
This is, see, a bottle pop, you got tasting on this thing, you didn't even have to see no to get here. Yeah. I mean, yeah, your toes together. You're a kid.
And then she took all the way back to the toes of the kid. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't.
What?
It don't make sense to me. What exactly? What?
Most women don't have to invest in their pocket. And
it be like that sometimes. I can't even lie. Sometimes a nigga don't got $10 in his pocket. So I mean, so what you saying? You know what I mean? I've been on that side of shit, too. It gets like that sometimes. But, bitch, like, I don't see. I mean, it's just certain shit. It's like the shit you talking on one side, but on the other side trying to be all, like, high and mighty about shit and everything, too. I don't like that shit, man. The back and forth shit and everything. Like, nah, like, I don't know.
That makes you feel like a bum, you know?
I be feeling bummed.
Bees like that sometimes.
No, you never know it by looking at me. That's the whole point.
But I want to be in your high school where you never know.
Oh, Paul. Did you hear it?
What'd she say? She want to give you an Escalade?
wait, what happened?
She said she wants to be in my life so it never has to be that way. Now, I don't believe that. Because you know how many times I've heard that? You and me. We together and everything like that. You ain't never gonna have to worry about nothing. Do that, like, nah. It ain't gonna be like that. Don't sell me false dreams. Don't do that. It's not. No, I'm not the one. But the fact that you think you can be that person is hilarious. But let's hear it one more time. Let's. Here you go.
Well, I
want to
be in your
life
where everyone's
at. Again, a pause. You heard it. Like, what
the fuck? Ah, it was cold, nigga. It was like that to that girl.
I don't know, but then it's also funny because she notices there's a silence, and instead of like
changing
you know,
the subject, she's still.
Yeah, change the subject and doing something else, she just keeps going. Like, what the fuck? Like, it don't work.
Because. It can be like that. Like, especially when you're over 30, like, you know better now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, 20s, you go.
Well, hold on real quick before she starts. So just because you're over 30, it means you should always have at least $10 in your pocket. I mean, everybody has one of the bad days, right, where you just can't do shit. I mean, I would believe it. I'm sorry. If you just bought it like that, where you always got $10 in your pocket, well, more power to you. You know what I mean? But it don't be like that all the fucking time. So I'm sorry. I can't feel that. But then to say shit like, that's some kid shit to not have, like, I don't know. Just listen. Like I said, I don't agree with this shit.
You got $1,800. You got to pay your rent, license, everything, but then your rent costs $1,600. You cash out. Fuck it, I'll go be my mom's house. You know what I'm saying? Like, the landlord, like, where the rent at? You got $200. You
again,
got to
excessive detail.
Now you sitting there in the dark. You ain't got no gas.
Excessive.
But you got rent that you in your.
And again, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, what does this have to do with? And then you explain in the situation that don't got nothing to do with me because I ain't that type of nigga that would spend money on rents and not pay rent and everything and shit like that if I had a fucking place to live. Like, you're what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I don't.
That's because you're dealing with niggas who do shit like that. So I mean, maybe that's the way she is. That's why she is the way she is. She ain't let go of her. She hasn't let go of her past completely. So she's just like. She's on some other shit because I don't think that could be my only reason for why she is the way she is. Because I mean, that shit.
Yeah. And Koya, are you situated yet? Are you stopped moving?
I've been situated. You keep on muting me, so I can't say nothing.
Right, I'm muting you because I keep hearing you driving and cars, doors opening and shit and all kind of stuff going on, and you know how I feel about that. It's already too late.
Sorry.
I've already dealt with it. I've already dealt with enough dumb shit today.
Damn, somebody wants to make millions.
Shit. I understand that, Koya, but you hear what I'm dealing with. I've already dealt with enough bullshit.
Yes,
tonight.
I heard you. Okay, yes, sir. I'm settled now.
All right, settled. All right, so we're good. So we're going to continue the conversation. Now, feel free to jump in. Feel free to jump in now whenever you see fit as well. Like I said, we want opinions on all angles on this. Like I said, this is some interesting shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I was home, I didn't do that either. I'm just saying, like, that stuff that you do in your 20s, you know, when you get 30, you know better. Like, you know, like, you don't go on no date without no money. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. I don't go out and put some money on me to at least take care of that.
And
And again, did she just say this? Then was she just talking about how, like, 5 minutes ago, like, I need to make sure I go out and got money in my pocket? You just said that. Why are you reiterating the same thing in a different way with a different analogy, like you're not the same thing you just said? Am I the only one picking up on this shit? You know what I mean? Like, what's it? Because she wants to talk. Like, I don't, this is, no, you shouldn't talk this damn much. You shouldn't.
Well, I'm not like, hey, you got like $5 to drop in the tank? Like, that's some bummy shit. Like,
that is not some bummy shit, and I said that where that's some bummy going on. Nigga, my niggas drop $5 on the tank, and niggas got to drop $5 on the damn tank. Ain't nothing bummy about that, but I'm just making sure I reiterate that as well. Like,
niggas drop on the tank. Fuck that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, everything's up on the tank, because I always got
you
the wrong.
You make me jump on the tank?
No, no, I'm not.
The first thing that was about to come out of my mouth was like, yeah, bitch, you got to jump on the tank, which you would have to do, but you can't tell somebody that. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain people you can't tell that. They, it just has to be in a certain situation.
You probably not going to be going out on the car driving.
Yeah. So I had to play nice for a second.
Oh,
no,
if I got it, I don't need gas, I won't get. But if them niggas want to go out, I'm the one like, nah, I'm cool or whatever, try not to do it. I'm like, man, y'all gonna jump on the tank or whatever. Or niggas will jump on the tank to go out. Like, I don't have no gas food in the car lot. Just enough to be like, okay, there's enough to get in, party or whatever. I don't have to tank. Or everybody just jump fire. Just like one of us doing parking sometimes. Everybody just jump fire. Everybody covers parking. Like,
Okay, so when we go out on New Year's Eve.
And again, no. I hate when people assume that they just snatch me up when we go out on New Year's Eve. I'm not going out with you on New Year's Eve. What the fuck? Where did that come from? Out of where?
Out of left field.
When we go out on New Year's Eve, we're about to do this. It's like, where did that come up at all, ever? Like,
because you guys are on earlier conversation.
What? What happened?
I said, because you let her on in earlier conversation. That's
what I can't say. New Year's, brought to now all of a sudden, on New Year's, we're going out. Where the fuck did that come from? That didn't come from me. That's
so
what I'm
saying. She just randomly involved you into her New Year's?
No.
He didn't lead her on to nothing. She said, so what are we going to do?
No. You missed the earlier conversation. He did lead her on.
How did he lead her on?
He did.
I don't see how she let her
he
on.
He didn't. That bitch is crazy.
She just said throughout the whole night tonight, We've been talking about a lot of shit. She done went a lot of subjects and everything like that, but ain't nobody said nothing like that. Prior to this conversation earlier, I never said anything to her about New Year's Eve. Now she said, when we go out on New Year's Eve, she just said that over her head. That had nothing to do with me. New Year, I never said nothing
about
that. But here we go.
Definitely for me and her.
And then, like, we're going to drive separately for me and her. Like, yeah, I'm like, how do I get involved in a date that I don't know nothing about, but you're asking me if I'm driving? Like, how did I just get thrown into something? This is what I mean. I don't know where it is. This is crazy. This is where it comes from. Because, again, this is where it comes from right here. This is how people just make up shit. Like, watch. Here we go.
Yeah,
that's
what
you want to.
I want to just be able to drive anyway.
See, and this is me backpedaling. Yeah, I want to be able to drive because I want to be able to drive because I don't want to be stuck in the car with your ass. Like, here we go. Like, if we were supposed to be going somewhere in your fictional dating shit, right? Like, here we go.
You can drive.
How you trying to jump in my passenger seat? If I was the one and I was driving, now you're trying to jump in my passenger. You got a car. I don't want to be. Nah,
she ain't good.
And now I gotta drive around you and your friend. Like, just automatic, off top. Like,
oh, I'm driving everybody.
There's no need to be here.
A pause. Again, I don't know what to say to like the dumb shit, but it hits me. Like, And again, a whole in-depth conversation real quick in details. Look, all of a sudden we have, do you want to drive on this magical date that she just created off the top of her head? But, you know, but just having this conversation, okay. Now you're going to explain to me why we should drive together even though we're not going to, and like we're going somewhere. Here we go.
I'm trying to, like you're going to put gas in your car right now. I'm going to put gas in my car. And we might have to talk about it. So my main thing is combining everything into one, whether it's my car or your car or whatever car is my car, and just cut our costs. Like, that's what I've been thinking. I don't been thinking more so.
Well, we just have a social for the day.
No. I'm gonna go on separate cars because of the conversation. What I'm saying, that's why I asked.
But see, again, like, I can't make this up. And then it's like that's why she asked, because again on this magical date that we're, because she again is including me in something that still I don't even know what she's talking about. But again, I shouldn't have perpetuated the situation. But again, by now, I'm just really just laughing in my head about this because I understand the type of conversation we're going to have on the show later. So I'm like, I'm just letting this shit go, like, and just giving us something to sit here and talk about. But it's amazing how these girls do shit like this. They just, and just like, yeah, we're doing this, we're going out, my friend's coming with us. Like, no, none of that is happening.
None of that is happening.
You know that yet or not? But I mean, and then I try to be nice, like, yeah, we'll just talk about that when we get closer to the date and everything. Like, well, I can't even get out of it. But I try to get out of it. Like, what the fuck?
And I'm like, you know, I don't want to get so tired. I don't want to drive. It's just that I've been thinking about
cars. I don't want to drunk.
Like, you know, it's just like we both going to the same place and we know each other when a car pulls. Kind of like a coworker thing, I guess. I got that in town too. Like,
And you can be like
coworker type thing.
She
wants a carpool with you.
And try to be like, you know what? I don't want this to be all up in your car, but it is kind of like a coworker thing. You know, like, nah, bitch. Like, you ain't fooling me. Who's you fooling?
She's trying to tell you some more to say with coworkers and everything. That was huge time to do.
About everything. She tries to justify everything. It don't fucking matter. Oh my God, here we go. I don't want to roll up with a car full of bitches, five bitches jumping out because we look like a bunch of gay bitches. I don't agree with that. Bitches do that shit all the time, but this nigga have to say, like, okay, well,
that looks like a fun night.
That looks like a fun day. That looks like it's supposed to be popping. Like, ain't nothing wrong with 4 or 5 average topping out of a car, in my opinion. There's nothing wrong with that. But look, this is how she, this is where she goes with it. Like, here we go.
Well, they
know somebody in your gay, like, these days.
So 4 or 5 bitches in the car, that automatically means at least one of them is gay. Is that a rule? Is that the rule? Is that what it is?
Not at all.
The gay one is going to be, well, she's really not gay. She gonna say she gay because she gotta stay sober and watch the other ones.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, they gonna come out of style.
I'm sorry, coming at you, Bill Conway. But if she's trying to go with, but if she's trying to go with you, why does it matter if she come out looking gay or not? If she trying to come, if she show up with four other bitches and she hopping out the car, if she trying to go with you, why would that matter? If she trying to be with you,
exactly. Useless details and useless details and information, dribble and everything. Like, there's been a lot of this. Like I said, Corey, you should have been there from the beginning. You heard a whole lot of shit. You know what I mean? But this is what I mean.
That bitch is crazy.
Just
burnt out. Burnt. Get out. Me
for me.
Like, here we go. Girl, if I told you I wanted to have a threesome with you on Sunday, you would be with that.
Whoa!
She trying to suck you in, oh. She trying to suck you in. Don't fall for it, bro. Don't fall for it.
See how girls take what I say, how certain women can take what I say and flip it into something that had nothing to do with what I was saying. You know what I mean? Like,
don't fall for it, bro.
Like, because it went from you bringing up gay bitches and me, like, I don't see nothing wrong with that, to you talking about, well, if I wanted to have a threesome on Sunday, would it be popping on this magical date that we not have?
Whoa.
Like,
don't do it, bro. Don't do it. Just walk away, bro.
Here we go. Here we go.
Did you like that?
No. See? And then she calls me, and I'm like, I don't want to tell her I'm with that. Like, I was that universally. Like, yeah, I went to threesome, but not with two. Like, you know, I'm trying to think on my feet. Like, how can I? Okay. I'm not opposed to it. Because, see, I'm not opposed to a threesome. But, see, again, I think she took that as I'm not opposed to a threesome with her, which I am. But I mean, this is what I mean. Here we go. Like, here we go. Before,
those kind of girls, I'm just like, they have sex with anybody. Like,
necessarily. I had girls that necessarily just wanted to have threesomes with me. Now, what they doing now or since me or whatever, and everything, but at the time, it was. But even at that, nobody really knows what anybody else really does anyway. So kind of at that point, it doesn't really matter. So you're worried about it or you're not. But at the time, motherfucker's not worried about it. But see, here's my thing with this bitch, too, as well. And this is what I also think, one of the things I don't like, is that every time I do bring up a point or something like that or whatever and everything, she instantly agrees with me. Yeah, you're right. Like, yeah. Like, I know I'm not right all the fucking time. In this
That's what she said,
her,
though.
Maybe,
she said she was going off whatever you say was it. That's what, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, no matter what nobody else say, whatever you say is the shit. That's what she said. So every time he makes, she's like, yeah, for sure. For sure. You want this pussy? You want this pussy right now?
If I didn't give it to you, don't take it, oh.
Just run.
Yeah, all she right. wants that dick. That's all she wants. That's all she
she's
cares
trying
about
to get
right
it.
There.
Go.
She's trying to get
go.
It. Anyway, anyhow.
I know somebody ain't gonna make, say, like, a guy ain't gonna make, like, they'll do that in the streets, but, like, his long-term spouse, he don't want her.
What? Yeah, see, she's trying to, here's what she's trying to do. See, I understand it's funny, because when you know people, and you see shit or whatever, you deal with people, you know what people are trying to do, especially when they fail at it. Now, here's what she's trying to do, right? Since I'm with the threesome, she knows I'm with the threesome, but she's not with the threesome. She don't like, she thinks girl-on-girl shit is, like, an abomination and, like, you know, against the church. And as much shit she's been talking all night, she thinks that way. Like, you know, girl-on-girl shit is nasty, fuck that. So, but now that I'm with it, she's trying to take it to the next level. Like, any nigga that's with a girl long-term, married and shit like that, would not want his girl doing that. She tries to change, you know what I mean? She's trying to change it to make it okay, to make it work. Some way, somehow. But watch how I clean that. Like, nah, bitch, you're not getting caught up on this. Like I said, especially on this type of subject, you're not going to catch me sitting on, like, the sex talk, even if you happen to. But here we go. Don't stop who we want.
I know. Okay,
what about me?
You would be okay?
What if I would? It would be one of my times. If y'all don't got children, I can't.
I know,
Sam. Like,
if you had a kid.
If I had a kid, my kid would not be around. And me and mommy wanted to go get a room and get another bitch to have a threesome, then yeah, my kid ain't going to be my kid going to be grandma's house, and me and mommy going to get in. But it's going to be
on there. It's us. You know, she's out. You know what I mean? Like, she's the point thing. It would have to be on that type of level.
We would
have to.
That other person
just
wants to
exclusively be your job. What, then you got a girlfriend on the side? I mean, that's something. As long as me and her is here, my wife won't ever do shit. What I mean? I mean, it's all about understanding.
You got to ask
her.
That's
Islam. Look, did you see how we get to Islam?
My nigga, and then well, it was sad because I felt kind of set up because what she was doing was, because like I said, now that I realize it, like I said, Islam do be having like 2-3 wives and shit, right? Don't they be doing that shit?
Wow.
I don't know any Islams or whatever. But see how she's trying to set me up, like right here, my nigga. Like, you know, she was asking about threesome, but then when I asked, like, well, what if you just had you and your wife and y'all had an understanding, but then you got your side girl, and then she's like, ooh, that's Islam. Like, she got excited. Did you hear it? Like, because I think she's like, from Islamic heritage or something like that. Like, she don't wear the, like, the gown and the shit that they be doing or whatever, but I think she has some of that in her somewhere or something. So now she thinks we on some kind of connection or level that, or like, yeah, I don't know what's going through bitches' heads. But again, now we're on some Islam shit. How you go straight from threesomes to Islam in the point in less than a minute? Like, come on. There's something wrong with that. Let's keep going.
Like, that part would be Islam.
No, but she's mad. Oh, there's all these wives they want.
No, I'm saying, like
just two?
No, what you said, me and my wife is on one level at all times through the whole, like, no matter what the situation
she
is.
Reading too much into what she's saying.
Whatever it is, me and her is on one accord, and that was our girlfriend on, you know, whatever.
Whatever we do is
like,
what we do.
Yeah, like one.
You see how she flipped what I said, though? Like, wait, hold on one quick. Hold on real quick, y'all. I want to try something real quick. I want to try something. Hold on.
Yeah,
because
she flipped what I said, though. All right, Queen.
Put the show on hold.
I have to real quick. Queen, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, we all good. I had to get Queen back in. She got dropped. And then when the show's over and you lose the call, you can't call in after. First 2 hours, like I said, this is like exclusive right here. So here we go.
That's Islam. That's what I'm saying. That's when it's like when people say, "Well, only if you could, you know." No, that's Islam.
So now she's trying to. So now she's trying to give me an out for my shit, you know, about girl shit that she wasn't cool with in the first place. But now she done twisted it around where it's like, okay, well, we can make that work together too. Like it's okay. Like come on. Like no. And Islam. I'm not about to be out there selling beef. I'm not doing this. You know what I mean? Nah, I believe in God. You know, I got my religion and everything already. Not doing the Islam. So, bitch, you got me twisted.
I like bacon, so.
Yeah, like. So, again, let's get.
That's peace. Islam means peace. That's peace.
What? What?
It's all about, it is my fault, though, right here, because I did, like I said, because Islam is all about peace. But I am a man of peace. But I'm not with the Islam, though. So, I mean, but watch how probably she took it the way I said. I could probably look back and be like, she probably took that the wrong way.
I'm trying to clean it up. Nigga, play it.
I'm a man of peace. I mean, I'm not Islamic, but I'm a man of peace. But that's what I want. I don't want no problems. No issues. No.
You're like,
me either.
Like, they're like. Co-signing
that, bitch.
Co-signing everything. Like, come on.
Damn that shit.
I just want to just, like, have fun, chill, relax. I don't want my spouse, like, to be.
And she keeps saying my spouse. Not my boyfriend, not my boo, not my this, that, she goes straight to spouse. Like, I want my spouse. So, like, not after, like, my spouse. Like, come on, like.
Because, to me, men are really sad to me.
I'm not sad. I'm kind of just used to it now.
I'm used to being sad.
I've been sad for a long time, so I'm used to it.
Who made you sad?
Wait, I've been a lot of situations. I always go from one bullshit situation to another one. It's never really.
And see how people try to dig shit out of me, like she think I'm gonna be like her, just give out my information. Like, what made you sad? Like, you know, like I'm just gonna give out my family secrets and da da. Like, nah, there's like situations. I go through some shit. That's what I go through. Like, I'm not about to sit up here and just bleed my heart like you've been out here doing like this. Nah,
I've never really.
Okay, wait. Hey, wait. Pause it. I got a question to ask. Are you still in the Burger King parking lot?
Still in the Burger King. The whole time. And like I said, as long as we've been on this show, like I said, she was talking the whole time. Like I said, we're taking pauses and everything like that and injecting our little words and shit here. And that, but again, that's how long we sit there. And just her talking, you realize there's a lot more of her talking than me. You know, I mean, I'm adding in conversations now, but like sitting there and being in it is a whole different, like
the whole different shit. Like, I was busy or whatever it is.
Okay.
When I'm off, and I'm off more than I'm on. But it's not my fault because I always put others before myself. Like I said, really, I think my really my New Year's resolution is going to be like really not worry about nobody else, but myself. Like, see, I've been kind of.
And see, here's me trying to tell her like, yo, I'm not trying to worry about nobody. You know what I mean? Like, am I not dropping stuff on here? Like, I think anybody is intellectual. You know, valedictorian too will pick up on this stuff, right? Like, am I not speaking in a proper way about it, in a sense? Without trying to be an asshole about it? Like,
but you know, because sometimes you do need to be an asshole and just be like, no, bitch. No, bitch.
I don't know her well enough, I don't think to be an asshole to her like that, though. You know what I mean? It's not like I could be that, but I don't. Like I said, I don't know. This is the shit that I've been thinking. Like I said, this is what'd be going on. But here we go.
Forced to do that. No, but still, I'm just that type of.
Because you have to fence
for you. Yeah, but still, I'm still that type of person that's like.
Self-preservation.
Yeah, she tried to like keep finishing my sentence. Like, don't talk to me, bitch. Like, you trying to like boost my ego and
this is
I don't
crazy.
Need, like I'm just like I don't need like. Every day I little say she's like, yeah, you're right. Like, yeah, self-preservation. Like, no, I don't need that. In between, every time I take a breath, you got something to say in between my shit now. Like, I don't already have to sit here and listen to you. But, okay, here we go.
Right, but I was still, but also the time where it's like, you know, because technically I know I'm going to be all
right.
You know what I mean? So if I,
right, like, yeah, like.
Can't do it to somebody or this or whatever, no matter what situation it may put me in. As long as I'm not really losing. Outside of what a couple of you know money or this that or whatever.
What about
like
fixing stuff? That's basically what
I don't like fixing people's situations.
No,
but
fixing stuff like say like cabinets.
Yeah.
Why the fuck? When do we get on like? What do you do to fix this stuff?
You let know if you good with your hands, nigga. She's sizing you up. She's sizing you up. You let know if you good with your hands, nigga. That is some bullshit. See, run.
I don't think that's
the kind of stuff I'm into, like, not problems. Like, if I ask you to fix something, like, I'll call and say, like, oh, do you know I'm James Hyman? Well, actually, I got AAA. It's right here in my line. So why would you ask me about a change of tire if your next thing is going to be like, well, I got AAA, so don't worry about it. And then you go into detail about your AAA, like, I give a fuck about some triple, like,
trying to tell you if your car break down, Daddy, I'm a have my AAA come get you. Don't even.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I got all bases covered. Yeah, y'all. But I mean, that's just like I said. I finally got out of it. Like, man, I gotta go get ready to do the show. That's my excuse. Like, now I gotta. You know, like. But this is what I mean. Like, we went into super overtime on this show tonight. But fuck that, man. Y'all here? This is the world. This is just a sample of it. This is just one little corner of it. And it's a whole lot more bullshit out there. We see what this girl's perpetuating. This is why. One of the reasons why I think the way I do, why I go about, because it's not what you say and everything like that. It's the things that you do. And like I said, I do shit with this bitch. I'm not going to. It's never going to happen because just the shit. But the reason I did what I did today is so we had this conversation so people can hear what's actually out here. And hear, like I said, and niggas go for this shit. Other niggas will do this shit. These are the cycles that people are in. This is the shit that's out. This is going on right now. And she's older than me. This is a lady in the early 30s. Older than, I'm 31. She's in the early 30s. You're a grown woman. You know what I mean? And if she's like that, then I mean, damn, that's just.
I can't even speak on it. Like I said, I'm just dumbfounded about certain shit right now. And we lost Clay too. So we gonna get ready to get up out of here, man. Finally, officially, we'll get officially out of here. But man, fresh with it, man. Like I said, advice on what on tonight's. You know what I mean? I'm taking advice, although I know what the answer is gonna be already. But again, your final words on the subject. Shout out, you want to give anything like that? And then again, I don't know. If you want people to find you places? Let them know what's up.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, man. Photo Great. I'm fresh to the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? All the time, always. Bam, bam, boom. That's it. My advice to you is run, nigga. Don't look back. Don't, if she call you, like, you should put her on the reject list. You know what I'm saying? It's a reject list on my phone. It's a couple people on there, too. You know what I'm saying? The reject list, in case you didn't know, is when you call and then it just goes straight to voicemail. Your phone don't even ring. And then, like, 2 minutes later, you get a message, a notification, like, oh, wow, someone called me. That's what you should get. And don't answer that motherfucker ever again.
All right, I'll look into that. I'll definitely look into that. Make sure y'all check out my nigga Fresh Wind, what happened to her. Oh, man, on the Tuesday, Tuesday, you know what I mean? I have to right here right now hanging out tonight. But make sure y'all check out Turned Up Tuesdays or whatever as well. There's one half of your hosts out here. Like I said, we interject all shows over there. Like I said, Bang Out Radio, we a squad over here. We hang out, so don't get it twisted. And then, of course, Queen. Any shout-outs you want to give, all that good shit, let people know where they can find you at, where they can find us at. And your final thoughts on, like I said, because this is a woman, like I said, in the 30s. Like, I mean, this is the shit I've been thinking about. If she's like this, then I ain't got no hope for nobody. But, again, Queen, go ahead.
Especially her being as old as she is, you need to run as fast as you can. Oh my goodness! Like Fo said, you need to put her on the reject list. All of that, like you just stop.
Do it to yourself. I'm not gonna let you do it, bro. What about it? I ain't gonna let you do it. Like no, come on, man.
No, if you go mess with a female, at least let her have some coof about herself. And if she's as intelligent as she says she is, then, oh, my goodness. Oh, there's no hope for our world. I feel so bad for our children. Oh, my goodness.
And she got, like, three kids by, like, two different baby daddies. And I'm supposed to jump into that, too. Like I said, there's a whole bunch of, like, come on. Please.
I feel so bad. I'm not saying.
Wait. No, wait. I'm sorry. Not to cut you off, Queen. No, two marriages. She's been married twice. Married. She's been married twice, two divorces, kids, and everything like that. So I think she did the, you know, love, marriage, baby cash thing, but still just didn't last twice. So, again, I don't know about Queen. That's your method. I don't know. I mean, that don't seem to work for people these
days. No, that's what I'm saying. But, I mean, I go for that when you know who you're dealing with. And obviously, niggas out here just jumping in and shit. There's obviously, like, that's obvious. But I feel like you need to run.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is all happening.
Preach.
I'm 4 or 5 day span. This ain't even been a week yet. That you didn't chill with her at least a whole week. You didn't put every day in a row with this bitch. And she already, you need to run.
She loves you.
No, when she said the one my favorite quote in the whole entire thing, the one was just, she was like, your hair is that, when we got into that shit, your hair is that make you, I want to have your baby and stick a needle in the condom type based off my hair. Like, that's just the time. Yeah, that shit, that's my favorite quote. But, Queen, also, again, where can people find you at?
That was scary.
Where can they find us? Like, what's all the good shit?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, you guys can follow us on Twitter at Real Bang Out. You guys can like us on Facebook, Bang Out Radio. We are now on Instagram, also at Bang Out Radio. You guys want to holler at me, I'm on Twitter at Cali Queen V. That is V with a V-E-E. Let's see. You guys, artists, you guys want to send me your music? My email address is queenvvee1991@gmail.com. Again, that is queenvvee1991@gmail.com. yeah, y'all, talk to me. I talk to
And then again, man, last but not least, man, y'all know what's up, man. Like I said, the shit I go through for Bag Out Radio, man, I thank those for hanging out for any of those. Like I said, it's supposed to be a two-hour show, but we extended it because, again, stupidity, I put it out there for y'all, man, because I don't want y'all to go through the shit that I'll be going through. I'm not telling you to go through anything, but see, you got to look at the warning sign. You got to know what to expect. You got to see what's turning. You know, you got to see where people are at. You got to be able to read in between the lines. You can't just take what people say as face value. That was the whole point of this. If anything else, you cannot, people will tell you anything. You know, they will tell you anything. And if you're not able to pay attention to shit, if you're not able to see, you know what I mean, you got to be able to notice certain things. And this is just in a conversation. All this stuff we've been talking about and everything, like I said, I noticed this sitting there with her and everything. Like I said, and I only perpetuated the situation. So, again, I could bring it here and show and hope that, you know, because I've heard that there are some people out there, like I said, there's people out there that say, like, yeah, I would take that down. I would do this. I would do that. Niggas would jump on this type of shit. I'm not that type of person. I can't. I won't. It's just too much. It's too much, no, too much confusion, too much, you know, too much submission, too much, you know, mixed stories, too much this, that, too many lies, too many details on shit that you don't know nothing about. I mean, it's just too much. Too many question marks. And then, again, on the other side of that, you try to download your whole life to me in, like, two, three, you know what I mean, in the time that we sit here and just keep, and then really, really off the bottom line, shit, bitch, you talk too fucking much. You talk too much. You're making my head hurt. You know, and it's just wrong. But that's, like I said, that's my situation. But, again, if you know somebody like that, or if you're in that situation now, or if you witnessed some shit like that, if you've had similar conversations, I don't know if people have had these type of conversations. I don't know. I would hope not. Because, again, most people, like I said, will walk away from these type of conversations. But I kept this shit going, like I said, for y'all. Because, again, I probably would have walked away from the situation a lot sooner as well. So, yeah. West Coast Wednesday, something like Dagger Queen. Like I said, thanks for hanging out. If you were able to hang out throughout the whole show, make sure y'all tune in. Fuck You Fridays every Friday from 6 to 8. All right? All talk, no music at all. Fat Sundays every Sunday from 7 to 9, playing the top fighters from the top independent artists from around the world. Triple M Show, Mo Music Mondays, all music, no talk. All right, so again, that's just where we just play everything, whatever I feel like on that day. Turn Up Tuesday with the Hood Geeks, all right? All right, and that's just as far as Bang Out Radio goes, like I said, this is Bang Out Radio, and that's the Hoodie Show. On Bang Out Radio. So I gave y'all the Hood Show right there. So that's what it is on Turn Up Tuesdays. And then, of course, we're right back here. West Coast Wednesday, Tom Night, Stagger, Queen V, late night, talking about shit like this. So, yeah, that's what it is. That's what it do. So, yeah, I'll let y'all later. It's Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. We out.
This one right here is definitely for the grown folks. All right? So put the kids to bed. We're the boys. With that being said, we done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good.
From the jump, when you fucking with me, we could drink a little drink, we could smoke a little weed. The party just started and your body looking right, but now we're trying to fuck and I'ma get it by the night. But right now we chilling, so now you gotta pass. But when that blunt on, was popping with that ass. Passion up a pole, what I wanted, so drop it. I'm smashing that, you know, and I'm on it like I got it. Lights, camera, action, it's cracking. Yeah, I'm strapped up, light skinned, attractive, long hair with a fat butt. What? Baby, what it do? You can bring your friends, she can get it too. Weed is not me, I'm just trying to fuck. You just smoke all the weed and drink my drink up. You a pretty little thing, so come and make me happy. Just answer one question, is we fucking?
Yeah, we done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good, and I'll put that on the hood.
Hey, what's crackin' with you?
with your girl, looking good, smelling right. Yeah, you got me drooling, can you satisfy my appetite? Anytime, day or night, dagger needs a lot of loving. Pay attention to me for a minute while I tell you something. I don't play them silly games, smoking weed and getting paid. Y'all people guessing wrong, it's like a game of charades. Daggers waiting, come and get it, and I'll show you why I'm abusive to the pussy, cause I beat it up and tear it down slow. Need a shovel cause I dig deep, you hear a lot of noise. Cause you can't speak, bed or the backseat. Yours, mine, doesn't matter, want me up in it. Then I'ma wrap my dick and throw it at her. But I like to pull hair, slap, ass and titty grab. Got a trophy cause she deep throat.
I ain't feeling bad.
This is what the dagger do, you can't hang, gotta go.
But I do,
let's review the video.
We done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
If we fucking,
hell yeah, we fucking.
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
Feels so good, I put that on her. Feels so good.
Mama got a thing going on like Mrs. Jones. Never bottoms couldn't cover that ass, I still see a thong. By all means, get your swing on. Watch you shaking in every angle. Gets no cash, I guess you want a tangle. The way you popping is ridiculous. The faces have changed, but the sex will be consensual. I'm a winner, not a cheat. Hood instead of flossy. We boogie at the club or hood walk at house parties. We posted, girl, you and the homies hanging ferocious. Could smoke a size you up or not while we talking. I hope you into different things. Pull your head, bend your spleen with a guillotine. West Mops, a penny dropper, right at there. Anything else is obsolete. Right at Mac and baby, it's all in my jeans. Don't be specking the ring because you gave a nigga some pussy. Bad guy, good with the magic stick. Motivation got you hot and by the way. And the folks say we skating. Process of elimination, seduction, intoxication. Jumping in the shade, begin the blazing. On our way to our fucking destination.
We done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
If we fucking,
hell yeah, we fucking.
If we fucking,
hell yeah, we fucking.